The news in touch with your world. Good morning. Thousands file out of stadium as Zuma speaks and Oscar trial resumes. ANC President Jacob Zuma's lengthy speech met a lukewarm response at the party's final election rally yesterday, with thousands filing out of the FNB stadium. More than 90,000 supporters had packed the stadium to capacity for a final rally ahead of Wednesday's vote. The ANC swept aside a weak economy, fierce criticism of its president, and questions about the party's future at the Soweto rally in a pre-election show of force. Zuma told the dwindling crowd that South Africa is a better place to live in post-1994.
We have worked hard over the past 5 years to bring about the South Africa that our forebears dreamt about. We are ready to move South Africa forward.
The ANC has won every general election by a landslide since the first democratic vote in 94 and is expected to win by a wide margin this time around too. However, the party is expected to see its share of the vote fall for a second consecutive election. According to the latest Ipsos poll, the Democratic Alliance is predicted to increase its share of the vote by nearly 6 percentage points to 22%. Also on the campaign trail was Economic Freedom Fighters leader Julius Malema, addressing thousands of supporters at the Lucas Moripe Stadium in Atteridgeville yesterday afternoon. Malema said the EFF is no joke.
All over South Africa, we shall celebrate victory. Victory is certain. We shall overcome. No one will stop the power of the EFF. No one will defeat the EFF. Let us deliver victory on the 7th of May. Amanda!
Meanwhile, security forces will not hesitate to arrest those believed to have committed election-related crimes. Police spokesperson Solomon Mahale said to date, police have arrested 63 people in 84 reported cases. He said they arrested four suspects when they conducted cordon and search operations at Freedom Park near Rustenburg in Northwest yesterday. Weapons including knives, pangas, spears and axes were seized. Mahale said law enforcement would continue its zero-tolerance approach to those seeking to derail the elections. And a new defence witness is expected to be called when Paralympian Oscar Pistorius' murder trial resumes in the High Court in Pretoria today. The defence will attempt to prove its case that Pistorius thought his girlfriend Riva Steenkamp was an intruder when he shot and killed her in his Pretoria townhouse on February 14th last year. He's accused of murdering her. The state argues he did so during an argument. The last defence witness to be called by Barry Roux for Pistorius before the trial was postponed on April 17th was geologist and former police forensic analyst Roger Dixon. Pistorius is also charged with three alleged contraventions of the Firearms Control Act. Top story at 6, ANC President Jacob Zuma's lengthy speech met a lukewarm response at the party's final election rally yesterday, with thousands filing out of the FNB stadium. Follow OFM's brand new news page on Twitter. Go to @OFMNews9497.